All right, we're going to get rolling. So, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. We are going to get started with your Royal Masquerade ticket agent training. We're going to go over what the show is, how to make money with the show, and the best and most effective ways to make money with this show. First of all, the show itself is an actual masquerade ball. It is a formal dress ball. We don't expect people in jeans. We expect tuxedos, suits, ladies in long ball dresses, not even cocktail dresses. Even cocktail dresses are a little too underdressed for what we're looking for. The ball is thrown by the royal court with the objective of finding the belle of the ball. Now, the belle of the ball basically used to be Cinderella. We've kind of changed that. These days, we will actually be searching for the belle of the ball among our guests. And the belle of the ball will be found by the end of the show. Activities include a royal scavenger hunt, we have an interactive dance lesson, an interactive play, we have the Great Trivia Challenge, a singing diva, the best dress contest, and a whole lot more. This is a, again, like I said, this is a formal event. There, one thing you want to write down on your sheet that may not have been written down yet, if you have the original version and newer versions, if you're listening to a recording of this, we'll have it adjusted. Masks will be on sale and available for sale at the event. This is something you want to remember for later because it's another way for you to make commission if you're doing a group sale or a private party. So where is the ball located? Right now it is at Diplomat West in Elmhurst. That's at 681 West North Avenue. We will be adding more locations as we grow, especially with you guys out there selling in. As we find more agents interested in focusing on corporate sales and selling private parties, this is where, with the growth, we may actually get to the point where we have multiple shows on the same night. We're actually doing auditions next weekend for additional cast members. We are looking for more Cinderellas and for more Royal MCs. So we will have the cast to support the show. The key right now is finding the business, and that's where you guys come in. Now, what ages can attend? The ball is open to those who are under 21. However, we do ask that small children be left at home with their nannies. The ball is not a place that we want free-roaming little kids running around like you see at some weddings. Any small children found wandering amok will be fed large quantities of chocolate and caffeinated soda products before being released back to their parents. So we, again, do not want small children at the event because it would basically ruin the atmosphere for our guests. A lot of times you'll get a question from clients, is it an open bar? You gotta wonder what they're thinking sometimes, because if it was an open bar, I think we'd be out of business pretty quickly. Our margins aren't that high to be able to support an open bar. What we do, what we tell people is dinner and the first glass of wine is included with your ticket. What are the food options? Standard fare is a gourmet chicken-based dish. And we are, depending on the banquet hall or depending on what we are dealing with, we always look to make sure we have something that's going to please more people than not. You can't please everybody, but we try to keep it so that we please most. Vegetarian lasagna is always available for those who do not eat meat, for those vegetarians. However, none of the banquet halls we've dealt with have any kind of vegan option. So vegans, we just can't do it. And that's such a small percentage of population. That's not something that we can just cater to, unfortunately. So let's talk about how you get paid and where you make your money. First of all, on agent ticket sales, when you use your agent code, first of all, you can let us know what percentage do you want to work with, or do you want to have multiple percentages. I would recommend figuring out what commission level you want to work at. If you want to offer $5 off, you're getting $25 commission paid for every single ticket sale. If you want to offer $10 off, you're getting $20. If you're offering $20 off, you're getting $10. So the question is, which commission level do you want to get paid? Obviously, with the tickets, it is sometimes easier to get more sales using a higher percentage off. But I will tell you that you're more likely, if you're just getting your information out there, you're just as well off offering $5 or $10 off than you would offering $20 to $25 off. Remember, if they purchase the buy one, get one half off special, that counts as one ticket credit because they're already taking a huge cut off the free, we'll just say the profit level. So if they buy the BOGO special, that counts as one ticket credit. We track this on our database called TicketLeap. That's our ticketing system. And that tells us how many tickets are sold using which ticket codes. Now, if you're doing group sales, this is where you start making some money. Think of a bachelorette party. The girl's going to have 10 to 20 girls going out on town. And I will tell you, we've already gotten a ton of bachelorette parties out to these already. One bachelorette party with 20 girls, right away you just made $500. That's what you want to think. So look for those kinds of parties. You got birthdays. We've got one lady who's got the money. She wants her own private party. She's only got 50. We let her know, hey, it's going to cost this much, and she doesn't care. Minimum cost for a show is $49.95. That's the minimum cost for a show because our certain fixed expenses we have do not change. But if she's got the money to have a birthday party, private birthday party for herself, by all means, we're happy to cater to her. Remember, on a group sale, you're going to make a chunk of change. Typically, you'll make a $10 to $20 commission, depending on ticket purchase. Most of the time, we just flat out offer a $69 rate per person for a group sale. And that's for that's for eight or more because we need to fill a table. You can offer a $79 rate if you want, especially as we grow and get more popular and we don't have to offer as much of a discount. You want to start raising your rate because you raise that rate, you are taking the extra in commission. You sell at $79 for a group rate, you are getting $20 in commission for that ticket. Remember, tables are typically, write this down, this is something you want to remember because it's something people will ask. Tables start at 8 per table. We can do 10 per table comfortably still, and we can even fit 12 per table, though that is going to be a bit cramped. But I've had it happen where people ask, can I get 12 people to a table? You got to let them know. It's going to be cramped, but we can do it for you. As you get more and more into this and you need help, contact me or whoever ends up being the Ticketmaster manager, and we will definitely give you additional assistance on closing group sales, negotiating rates, as well as private parties. For a full event private sale, if an entire event is sold out to a single client as a private event, say a corporate, a wedding, a church party, or a political party, you as the agent will receive 25% commission on the net profit of the show after food and cast costs. What you can figure, if you're trying to figure out how much you might make off a show, you want to start off with about $30 per person is our cost per seat. That's how much we pay the banquet hall after taxes and everything else. Then the cast and crew cost currently averages about $1,500 per show. So 100 people at an event, right away, we've got a $3,000 base cost for the venue, and with another $1,500 base cost for our cast and crew. So that's $4,500 there. That's where you start negotiating from. Basically, on a show like that, we'd be looking at $6,000 to $7,000, $8,000 maybe. Depends on where you are. Obviously, the more people they have, the lower you can go per person. Best thing to do is start at maybe a $69 per person rate, multiply that times the number of guests, and then you can start working from there. As we grow, as the show grows, and we're more out there, and people know who we are, and people are all excited about it, we don't have to discount as much. Right now, as we're kind of a newer show, you want to discount a little more. I would say, just as a rule, if you are doing a private event and they want to know, okay, I've got 150 people, figure it from $6 to $9. Then you're making yourself a nice profit. Now, you do have the discretion to negotiate per cost based on these numbers as long as you start with the $30 per person for the base cost and then the $1,500. Remember, you cannot sell it at cost. The show needs to make money. We've talked, if you are going to end up doing a private event, do not sell or quote any private events until you've done this heavily, many, many times. Anytime, if you get a private event or anything like that, bring it to me and I will help you set up the price. Most likely, again, like I said, most likely the price will probably be around $69, $70 per person. And that's going to make sure the show makes money as well as you make money. Remember, you are getting 25% of the net profit, what we make after we pay the venue and our cast and crew. If you take a look there, it says there's a 100-person minimum for a private show. That is our rule that we state, but if someone has under 100 people and they really, really still want to have a show, okay, well, we can take a look at that, but if we've got 50 people, you want to let them know, the minimum is going to be $49.95. Obviously, if it's 90 people, multiply it by times 69, and you're already above that amount. So start with the $69 amount per person, but if it's under $5,000, you have to level it up to $5,000. For commissions, group and private sales are paid between 14 and 21 days after a show has been performed. And that's because it takes time. We have to get all our cash in from the ticket systems. They take 7 to 10 days to pay us. Then we make sure everything is paid out and we have all our cash in. Agents must submit a completed R&B group sales tracking report in order to be paid. This does not mean that if someone uses your agent code, you have to submit a tracking report. The tracking report is required for when you do group sales or if you do a private party. That's how we track. That's how we definitely track group sales, especially if we take cash in-house. This is only paid to official R&B ticket agents who have signed an agreement with the Royal Masquerade Ball and Chicago Dance Factory. That is the parent company. The parent company is a dance school. Agents must have a W-9 on file in order to be paid. So you must have your agent agreement in with us, as well as you must have your W-9 to legally so that we can pay you. We also are going to need a copy of your driver's license so that we know you are who you say you are. Now, paid in separate commission checks to employees of Chicago Dance Factory, and no, never mind about that. I don't think we have any of our dance teachers on this call. Commissions for agent codes are calculated and paid once a month and are only paid on shows which have been performed. Now, this is for, say, you've got a route of a whole bunch of flyers out there and your agent codes are bringing business in. What happens is at the end of each month, the ticket codes are calculated, are pulled up. Your ticket codes are pulled up and we take a look at how many tickets were sold based on your ticket code for that month. Then you are paid for that month. That's only for shows that have been performed. Any tickets that are refunded for any reason obviously will not be paid a commission for. If you shoot on to the next page, you're going to see that there is another way you can get commissions, and this is, we'll explain how you get to these later, but a ticket agent is paid a one-time $100 commission for the first month of any trial one-week pass, which results in a gold or platinum membership with the school. A gold or platinum membership is just where that's a monthly, the school only does monthly memberships. Just so you know, Chicago Dance Factory is a ballroom swing and salsa school. We teach people to compete in dance and dance competitions. We did hang out with the social dance community, as well as for wedding dance. If you take a look at our website, chicagodancefactory.com, and you go to the video on the bottom of the first page, you'll get to see what we do to a wedding couple. We did with a wedding couple that wanted to learn the actual dirty dance routine from the movie Dirty Dancing, and you should be impressed. It is a pretty cool video. Gold or the platinum membership is a $295 or $495 one-month membership. You will pick up a $100 commission off selling off one of those that comes from your direct result. Or for a ticket agent, or if they do the cheap membership, which is $169 a month, you get a $50 commission for that. Moving on, let's talk about how to get started. So, systems for selling tickets. How you get started, the first thing you want to do is take a look at your personal network. We're talking friends, family, church, social community contacts, everything else. They got birthdays coming up, they got anniversaries coming up, they got graduations coming up, they got retirements coming up, company party where you work, church or social group party, possibly if you're doing this with your family or close friends, you may want to ask. You can ask for multiple ticket codes. Like you can ask for a ticket code with the highest level of discount off so that you can bring your family. But you can also create an event and just invite everyone you know. That's actually going to get the biggest discount for your friends and family, and you'll still pick up $10 commission per person. And that's where you're at $69 a person. So that's something you can do just with the people that you know right off the bat. You can do social networking like Facebook, social media, or if you belong to any kind of, like, you're part of the ladies who love basket weaving club while crunching scientific numbers. I don't know. If you are in some kind of special interest group, then think about that group. Talk to that group's leader and see if they'd be interested in doing a group outing to the event. You can post Facebook R&B ads with your royal code as well. The best way to do that on Facebook is to type royalmasqueradeball.com at the bottom of your little message, but make your message exciting, like, this is an awesome event, I can't wait, or I loved it, or something like that. If you make it a little more personal than Royal Masquerade Ball, the place for a semi-formal ball and everything else, and you make it like an ad on your Facebook, you will get less results from an ad-sounding ad than you will from a personal attestment ad. So make it sound exciting, like, hey, I did have to do this and this, and it was exciting, and use this code, and you get $10, $20 off, whichever code you're using. And this is the website, and you add the website at the bottom, it'll pull up a picture from our website and make it look really cool for you. So things that you can look at for social marketing as well is, again, church groups. If you have played with meetup.com, there's a good way, there's a lot you can do with that. If you belong to any singles group or networking groups, even a business networking group, get the whole group to come out to an event. That's a good way to make some money really quickly. You can also think about this. You can recruit your own team of agents. Now, we're not going to go too many layers with this because we unfortunately don't have we don't really have enough play area to pay it. And we also don't have the system to be able to track more than one level. But if you decide that you want to go build yourself a team of ticket agents, by all means, we will support that, and we will pay you a $5 override on every single ticket that one of your agents sells, or a 10% override on any of their group or private parties. So think about that. That's something that we will open the door for anyone who's got the right attitude, right personality, and just really wants to make it happen. Now, moving on past that, start trying to marketing out outside of your own personal network and circle. Think about, the first thing you want to do is post flyers. I just sent out the JPEG of the current flyer. That is being updated, but you can still use that flyer, but that one's being updated. We're changing a few words on there. It's still going to look pretty much the same, but we may change it up just a little. So you want to create a route of 25 to 50 locations to place posters. Your target market is the middle to upper class areas. Think about this. Before you post in an area, can they afford a $99 ticket per person for entertainment? If you're posting in an area where they're all living on Social Security or they're all living on food stamps, well, that might not be the right area, and that might not be received well, and you may be wasting your time going down there. So you want to make sure you make the most effective use of your time. Middle to upper class, I mean, factory workers are fine. They like to go out and party. Once this, they'd love to get dressed up once in a while, but you want to look for like blue collar and up, middle class to upper class areas. Think of Starbucks, Whole Foods, family restaurants, especially all those little Greek family restaurants. Although when they have those little they'll have flyers on the windows. Just make sure you ask permission before posting any flyer. That's the best way to do it, especially if you're going to be going back and back and back to post these. You want to identify 25 to 50 locations, create a checklist, write them down, and then check. And once you've got all your flyers up, go back and hit 25% of your flyers every week. to make sure they're still there, to make sure they update them, make sure they've got the primo spot in that post on the board or whatever else. That way you get through all your flyers. I mean, every 4 weeks, you make sure you've checked all your flyers. Now, do not post in public locations without checking city ordinances. I know you see all these signs sitting on the side of the road. Well, do this, buy that. Let me train you to be some real estate entrepreneur and all this other stuff. But do not post in those places without checking city ordinances. If we get fined for any improper city posting order violations, we unfortunately will have to pass that fine back to the agent that posted that. So we're going to ask you up front, not if you're in doubt of whether something can be posted or put somewhere, just simply don't do it. Moving on. Fundraising partners. Now, this is where you can get a church or a non-for-profit organization to instantly become your sales agent. You contact a church or a non-for-profit, or maybe start with your own church, and you tell them, hey, I can get, what if there's this really awesome show called Royal Masquerade Ball, and they will set up a donation system for you where they'll actually donate up to $20 per ticket sold back to the church or back to your organization. And then this is where if you get the church or the group and excited about it and they actually really push it, maybe they end up having some of their members start going out and selling tickets. This can get pretty big. If you happen to belong to some of those mega churches down in the South Side, I've seen the power of some of those mega churches. They get all excited about something, they will push it hard and they'll push it fast. You could possibly sell out a whole bunch of shows just from one church, and just like in one effort over a couple of weeks. That's the kind of power that some of these places have. So it's just a lot of people. Something you want to think about. Just be very careful. Again, anything you see, especially as you're brand new with this, anything that you're setting up, bring it to me first. Call you, have my number on speed dial, text me, and then I'll make sure I come out and I help negotiate and see how everything's set up for you so that you're able to make as much money as possible while keeping everything clean and keeping everything in good communication with our partner, whether it's a church or a non-for-profit. Now, fundraisers, the two different ways you want to think about dealing with these non-for-profits. One is actually having like a church outing or a group event at the Royal Masquerade Ball where they're like, okay, hey, this church, as a church or this group, we are going on this date, so you need to sign up now and get tickets. And by the way, we're going to get this much donated back to our organization for the tickets that you buy. That is a nice thing, but it's a one-time thing. If you do an ongoing fundraiser or even a temporary fundraiser where we can do it once a year for a month or two with a church or an organization, that's where they get their members to go out and sell these tickets for us. Can you imagine if they had 1,000 people and they asked each person to go out and sell 5 tickets? Crunch your numbers and figure out what you just made. There's your ticket right there. So moving on, company sales, the corporate sales for company parties. What you want to think about is most businesses have some kind of employee party, or there's a Christmas party, is an awards banquet, or something else. We're talking especially if it's a sales organization, a school district. Most large companies will do something like that. You want to get in there. If you really love doing this and love selling tickets for us, number one, we're going to love you completely, and I will give you lots of love, and love and all kinds of bonuses and things like that. But if you love doing this, the best way to make consistent ongoing money is to focus on corporate sales, because as you build that rapport with different business owners, and they come back year after year after year, and some businesses will not only use us as an employee party, but they may actually use us as where they host a ball and they invite their clients. That might be law firms, marketing agencies, political parties, things like that. There's a lot of money in doing corporate sales as far as reaching out and being an entertainment place. Now, when you reach out to either companies or to churches or organizations like that, you have the ability to give away a free gift card or gift certificate to Chicago Dance Factory. And that's how you get the commission. If those people who come in for that trial lesson that we're giving them with that free gift card end up sticking around and becoming regular members. So that right there gets you more commission. Now, for just to give you an idea for a business sales walk-in script, whether you're walking into a business or calling, or you just happen to go to a company that you go to all the time, and you just happen to bring this up, that's where you want to start. Say you go to a company where you use them all the time, and they know you inside out. Then you want, hey, you know what? I've got this thing with Royal Masquerade Ball and Dinner. Have you guys ever thought of having a company party there? You have to get all dressed up, and there's a royal court, and there's dance lessons, and there's everyone's going to learn waltz, and then there's this murder mystery party, and there's just all this cool stuff going on. And then you get talking with you, and that's where it happens because you already have a relationship. But if you want to just do it cold, I will tell you there are very few people that like cold sales and cold calling. I'm not one of them. I'm damn good at it because of a number of companies I've run, but I'm not saying that I like it, but I know how to do it. If you really want to do that, I will tell you, you can make money doing that, and you can make money with us doing that. Here's a basic general idea script. If say you want to walk into a business, make sure you find a business that is worth your time. If it's some tiny little, say it's a little taco stand, and it's owned by, and the owner's not there, don't waste your time. If the owner's there, actually, you know what? Who knows? Go for the owner. For tiny little places, for example, McDonald's would not be a target place. If you are walking into a tiny little establishment, owners might be the right hit. That might be the right idea, but anywhere you have minimum wage personnel, don't bother. Target, Walmart, obviously, forget it. Not even worth your time. The accounting firm or the architectural firm, that's a definite. Those are your target markets for walking in. Places where the company has money, especially if the building looks nice. The nicer the building looks, the more money they will have, and the more likely they will have money for an entertainment budget for their employees. Remember that. The nicer the building looks, the more likely the company will have money to spend on their employees. So you walk in, and the receptionist is there, and of course you got to get through the gatekeeper. Hi, I'm Brian with the Royal Masquerade Dinner and Ball. It's like kind of like a formal dress ball with entertainment and party games that's Chicago's newest must-do event. So just for considering using our show as like a company employee party or client appreciation, I'd like to give you guys a VIP one-week membership to Chicago Dance Factory that you can use towards free dance lessons. So here's one for you. And can I talk to the manager? Who would plan like your company party? Who does your company party every month? Or who does your company party every year? Who plans that? The thing is, you walk in excited about that, and you're talking about a party, they're more likely to send you to talk to the person who handles or plans the company dinner every single year. Because you are not that person walking in, I'm with Metro. I mean, do you guys have someone who does your dental, life, and health? Believe me, I did that before, and you get thrown out fast. Versus if you're walking in talking about something that the person, the gatekeeper or whoever you're talking to, it affects them personally as something they want to do. Hey, I'm with the Royal Masquerade Dinner and Ball. It's this really cool, exciting, formal dress ball event where you have to get dressed up. And there's music and live entertainment and comedy and all this other stuff. And you guys really need to have your company party there. You get them excited about it, they will do the sale for you. Remember that. That's the trick to selling that. Do not be shy about giving away the VIP one-week memberships. You'll get once I get your W-9s, I'm going to send you out a stack of cards with the free membership on it. use them as much as you want. I mean, obviously, don't just toss them to the wind. Don't give them to just anybody in the street. But if you're in a client situation, by all means, utilize them all day long. Now, once you get to talking to them, you want to find out, so do you guys have an annual company employee party? Find out how many employees they got and how many of those have significant others. And then if I figure out, then little by little, you can figure out whether or not this is a company that you'd want to have them where they buy a block of seats at one of our current shows, or if they might actually be large enough to have their own private party. So if you decide that you're going to go after businesses and non-for-profits and churches, where do you get that information? First, you start with the businesses and churches and non-for-profits that you know. Then you could just walk down the street. A lot of people do that. However, general listings, if you want to have like information right up front, you can go use general listings like Loco, Yahoo.com, Yelp, or YellowPages.com. You can do search engines like Yahoo, Google. If you really want actual data, you can go to companies like InfoUSA.com. There's a whole bunch of different companies like that now. But I will tell you, you can actually cheat on the cost of paying for a sheet, I mean, or an actual list by just going to the library. The library actually will have business demographics, a business demographics database that you can download. So if you can get that from the library, you can find out a company's name, who the president is, how long they've been in business, how many employees, the kind of money they're making, things like that. When you talk to these people, track everything. You want the names and the job of every person you speak to. You got a gatekeeper you just walked in, and then you got her all excited about this, about having a company party at the Royal Masquerade Ball, and she's super excited about it. And she's talking about this and talking about that. Write down her name. When you get done talking to that place, get outside, do a brain dump. Write down her name, write down her attitude, description of her. She was talking about her dog. Her dog's going to surgery. Her kids won the Little League World Championships and all this other stuff. So the next time you walk in there, you're going to say, so how's Toto? Is Toto doing better since his surgery? That's the first thing you open with. You just open the door right back into the conversation. Remember, write down everything you know about each person at any contact, whether it's, a church or a business or anything else that you're dealing with. Write down the situation, the attitude they had, the atmosphere, even what they were wearing. You'd be amazed at what you'd come up with. I mean, you walk in and say, oh, you know, you were wearing that gorgeous scarf that other day. Oh, you knitted that? That is so awesome. That was such a gorgeous scarf. Hey, well, that's how you start building that rapport. Tools that you can use might be Excel. You can use Google Docs spreadsheet, which if you're good with, actually is pretty effective because you can access it on your phone as well as any tablet very easily. If you get serious into this later, you may want to consider using Salesforce, which is one of the largest CRMs that is out on the web right now. There's ACT or Goldmine. I've used ACT in the past. You can get it dirt cheap, used like an older copy off eBay for like $10, but it's extremely powerful. And again, follow up is the key. Use your calendars to follow up. Make sure you understand what's going on. Follow up is the key. Make sure you're always tracking to see what's going on. Follow up with the people that you were talking to. You know, get the feel for where they are. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you drop in, you remind them a bit here and there. Don't forget, you get a company that brings that buys like 200 seats for a private party. You just made enough to buy a used car. It's worth the time and effort to put that in there. So that's a quick little summary. We are going to be doing ongoing training as we develop things, figure things out, figure what works, what doesn't. Again, as you're learning how to get out there, as you're learning more about this, work. If you're going after bigger businesses or groups or have any questions, text me, work with me, and I'm happy to help you get that. I want you to make a lot of money. If you are making money, you're making us money. So I will give you every ability and every piece of support you need so that you can make money. As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, to really get the ball rolling. Here's my deal for you. If by July 28th, you sell 150 tickets, I don't care how, as long as they are for at a profit level. If you sell at least 150 tickets, I've got 3 vacation packages sitting here. So I've got one for Cancun and I've got one for Orlando and one for Daytona. I have 3 packages. The first 3 agents that sells 150 tickets before July 28th. If you can make that happen, I will pay for your airfare for you and one other person, and we'll let you use that vacation package. Okay, so let me repeat that. If you sell 150 tickets before July 28th, I will pay for you and a guest to go to either Orlando or Cancun. I will pay for the airfare, and then I will give you access to my little vacation package that I have down there at a timeshare. Yeah, you'll probably have to do that timeshare. Just say no. However, I will pay for you to get down there. So make it happen, and I will put you on that trip. The first three people that make that happen, get that trip. That's my challenge. July 28th. Thanks for calling in. This is Brian Wong signing off. Bye-bye.